Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door."
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007.
I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back into Tomorrow. Did you know that spam mail actually got its name from the canned meat after Monty Python skit that made fun of spam as tasting horrible and being ubiquitous and inescapable? Yeah. Well, that's kind of, and we all get tons of spam, and if you get the kind that you can eat and you actually like it, well, hopefully you enjoy it. Just a little Into Tomorrow tech tidbit for you. I hope you have our app. If you don't yet, please be sure to snag our new free updated app, and just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow, and get it. Then you'll be able to see our videos. You'll be able to hear the show 24/7. You can get some tech news, go figure, and all kinds of other stuff. And, of course, participate very easily that way when you record a message using the app. You sound like you're right here in the studio with us. Our next guest is with a regional electronics and appliance retailer that is located here as we are in South Florida. They're also in Atlanta. They're all over the place these days and growing rapidly. Senior Vice President of Merchandising for BrandSmart USA is Angus Bryan. Angus, welcome back into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Dave. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
It's a pleasure. And, of course, tis the season where you guys are, of course, very active, as any other retailer would be, either online or brick and mortar, as they say. But this time of year especially, you guys are gearing up for, no doubt, a very fun, maybe in air quotes, time of year, huh?
Well, no, you know what, Dave? It is a fun time of year, and we were talking about it internally. It's like anything else, you know, there's certainly stress involved with it, but it's also fun, and it's an incredible time for the consumer out there. You know, when you talk about technology and the fact that regardless of the category that you're looking at today, there are new technological advances that make everything pretty exciting. So,
true.
Fantastic time for the consumer, fantastic time for us as retailers as well.
Yeah, good points, because there's always something new. And I've been saying for the nearly 25 years, it'll be 25 years at CES in January that we launched that 25th season, that it's the only category that constantly gets better for less money. You know, anything you think about with tech, you know, if you're the early adopter on some brand new thing, of course you're going to pay more for it. But if it's otherwise general consumer tech, they're always adding features and getting better and more realistic images and whatever the case, for less money in the long run, which has got to be tough on the one hand, I guess, for folks like you, because there's makes it for little profit margin in the long run. But by the same token, look how many various products and categories you're able to sell and make people happy.
Well, you know, you talk about that, and I look at the TV category, for instance, and just to your point, we were internally talking about the fact that about 3 years ago, we launched 82-inch TVs, 4K TVs, and they were about $10,000.
Yeah.
And you look today, and you see that these 82-inch TVs are as low as, well, I don't want to tell you, but we're actually selling one right now for $1,298.88.
What?
That's 82 inches. That's 4K. That's HDR. It's got everything. And to think that that's where the technology has gone, and the price has come down so dramatically in just a short period of time,
it's
incredible. And if you talk to, like for me, to tell customers who ask me about TVs, I say, you know, forget what you think in terms of the size that you can put on your wall. I promise you, if you're replacing a TV from 10 years ago or so, you can go so much larger than what you had previously and probably not take up much more space.
That's
with
a good
that much
point.
Larger set.
That's a good point. Although my first thought when you mentioned that 82 inches, I wish I had 82 inches of wall because there's not enough room for that. And the 65 I have is great, but, you know, yeah, of course, size does matter. Bigger is better.
Well, and using that as an example, I recently bought an 82-inch TV, and it replaced a 63-inch plasma. You go back in time on technology that
yeah.
was new just a few years ago.
Plasma.
And because of the thin bezels, that TV does not take up much more space. In fact, in one dimension, because of the bottom bezel being a fraction of an inch versus the almost 4-inch bezel I had before,
wow.
it takes up about the same or less space than that 63-inch TV did.
Wow.
So that's where, you know, you have these advances. And when you add 4K technology in there, it used to be you had to sit way back from a large screen TV. Well, with 4K technology, you don't have to. And you add on top of that, if you really want to get into TV technology, Samsung and Sony and soon to be other manufacturers have already begun to ship 8K televisions,
yeah.
which are now available on the market. Mm-hmm.
And of course, you've seen the progression over the many years of when we first went to HD. And that was, oh my gosh, that's the most amazing thing. It could never get better. Look how cool it is. High definition television. Well, and then of course, the biggest problem was lack of content. And that happened for the longest time. It's like, great, I got an HD TV in one channel I can watch, you know, or something. But then the proliferation of more and more, and then local stations going high def. I mean, it finally happened. And then the same thing seems to occur, only a whole lot less time involved with 4K, let alone 8K now.
Well, you know, and it's funny because where that has changed is it's streaming, right? How
yes.
many folks are either watching Netflix or Hulu or YouTube, all of those streaming services, and the adoption rate has been phenomenal. And those technologies allow the broadcasters to use 4K technologies, and there's a limited amount, but there are some 8K technologies out there as well that you can see, and so it sped up the entire process. And regardless of that, these TVs with their internal converters take the signal that's coming in and give you as close to either 4K or 8K as is possible. So whatever you're watching becomes better than it would have been on previous generation products.
And that's excellent because at that point, yeah, those up converters are helping. It's, of course, it's not up converting to a full 4K or 8K in that instance, but it's still better than you would have gotten. And now I guess you've future-proofed that TV because when you do have more 4K and finally some 8K content available, you've already got the set and it should hopefully be lasting a long time.
That's correct. And, you know, it's a big point that we bring up in store with our consumers. And you typically, hey, you don't want to replace a television every couple of years. Like I said, my television I had on my wall for 12 years before I replaced it. And to think that they have that type of lifespan, you want to make sure what you're putting on your wall or on your stand will last you for that amount of time without regret. And, so look at your budget and say, what is the best set I can afford? I'm not telling you to go over your budget, but set that budget to where you say, you know what, if I'm going to have this product for the next 10 or 15 years, I want it to be something that I'm proud to have and I'm happy to have for the next 10 or 15 years.
Wow, exactly. Good points. And let's talk about resolution as well. You know, a lot of listeners, we get questions all the time about, you know, is HDR any different than HD? Is it any different than whatever else some of these companies are saying? And do I want OLED? Do I want, you know, somebody else's version of light-emitting diodes organically? Or, you know, how does a consumer coming into, let's say, a BrandsMart store, one of yours, and says, okay, where do I start? What do I really want? What advice do you give them?
But that's a fantastic question. And, you know, A, we always tell you let your eyes help you along the process, and B, as our sales specialists will do, they'll ask certain questions that kind of lead you down that path. What's the lighting like in your room? You know, are people sitting in front of the television, or do you have a wide room where they might be out to the edges? So if they're out to the edges, hey, you want a set that when you're off axis, meaning you're not right in the center, provides as good a picture as if you were sitting right in front of it. Certain technologies will do a better job of that than others. You know, those are some of the factors you look at. When you talk about the technologies, HDR versus HD, well, HDR isn't, HD is something separate. I look at HDR and I say that is something that's really had a major impact on the quality of 4K sets out there. 4K is spectacular to begin with, but HDR basically takes the signal that's coming in to the set as let's say the producer, director wanted that signal to look, and it says, you know what, I'm going to do my best to recreate that to give you the colors and the depth and everything that we saw when we made this film or this movie or this TV show and broadcast it to you in that respect. That is the thing that HDR can provide, and taking that compressed signal and uncompressing it to some degree and giving it back that realism that really makes a picture pop.
So think of it as HD recreation. That's the R.
Exactly. I use an analogy, and it's kind of silly, but I tell people, you know, when you let's say you have a tunnel, and you know, you've got 15 cars trying to go into two lanes. Well, you know, you kind of have to squeeze them in, and it slows everything down and whatever. But when it comes back out of the tunnel, right, you know, you can get back to that speed. Well, what this does is basically take the tunnel and make it much wider so far more cars can pass through, and think of those cars as information. The more information passing through, the more realistic the output will be.
Gotcha. Well, and of course, and that's, we can talk a whole discussion just about TVs, but we have limited time, so I want to get into some of the other things that you guys are selling a lot of these days, that a lot of folks are looking at for the holiday season, whether it be gift giving for themselves. I always tell people with consumer tech, always buy at least two of everything, one for you and one as a gift. And don't feel,
absolutely.
And don't feel guilty about consumer tech gift giving yourself, because we deserve it.
Yes, I'll give you a couple of categories that absolutely play in that arena. And one, headphones, right? Headphones are the hottest thing in audio right now. And you look at the technologies out there, Bluetooth. Well, on top of Bluetooth, you have true wireless, meaning there are no wires between those earbuds. And for a lot of folks, they don't ever want their hair to be messed up. So these are a godsend, having these headphones that don't touch your hair. You know, the Apple AirPods, most popular product on the market as a headphone goes, those are wildly popular. But there are other true wireless options as well. If you're an Android user, you might want to look at like the Samsung Galaxy Buds or the JBLs, the Bose, whatever. But true wireless is a big, big deal. And another category that's super hot, smart home, obviously.
Right. Yes.
So whether it's getting the smart speakers, the assistants, or the Google Home, the Google Nest Home Max that has a video screen and you can watch recipes and pause it by waving your hand in front of the video. So it keeps up with you as opposed to you having to scramble to watch that recipe video or whatever. You can also use it to talk to people around the world. So that's a great opportunity to buy one and send it to your mom or a relative and stay in touch. So those are really hot. And you know, you add on top of that the fact that these smart technologies are now being built into things like refrigerators. You've got the Samsung refrigerator with a home hub built in. It has a video screen right on the refrigerator, has cameras built in. You could go to the store and say, you know what, I forgot if I need milk. Well, you look at your app on your phone and it says, hey, there's no milk in the refrigerator. I'll get that while I'm here at the store. That smart technology it's life-changing and will only get better and better. And one of the cool things that's happening in smart, it used to be, you know, I have to have an Alexa speaker, I have to have a Google speaker, I have to have a Siri speaker, and a lot of the manufacturers are now working to provide some degree of, agnostic approach where you can use multiple different smart technologies on one platform.
Oh, yeah. And many built in, you know, with built in Alexa or built in Google Home or both. And that's great because that, you know, there's a lot of people that have one or the other. I mean, folks like us have both because we're having to experiment with them all the time and talk about them. But, you know, most people select one, you know, and that's going to be their smart speaker. You know, I'm using air quotes on smart speaker too. But at least they have those options. And Angus, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to hold just a moment. Let us pay a couple of bills because I want to talk to you about a couple more things, including more trends for tech. Want to get your take on what's happening these days with computers, laptops, Surface Pros, Chromebooks. Chromebooks, anything like that, and whatever else. And also this whole thing about how Wi-Fi has to come in handy to make the whole thing work.
Oh, well, I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, we'll talk to Angus about that, too. Angus Bryan, Senior Vice President of Merchandising with BrandSmart USA. BrandSmart.com. Of course, we'll link you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline, back with more in just a couple of minutes right here on the Advanced Media Network.